Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick of the NOPD joins us. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Chief, I wanted to first start off congratulating you and the members of your department. You held a press conference a couple of weeks back about crime stats where there was a glitch, and you came forward in order to make sure that the public was completely and totally informed, and yourself and Chief Gernon did an incredible job of articulating the issue, breaking it down for people to understand. You probably know that this department has had a history of not being as forthright relative to those types of issues. And I got to tell you, a lot of people have said to me that they think that that was a defining moment for this department, and I would agree. Your thoughts?
Oh, Sheriff, thank you for the compliment. I think, though, you know, it is something that culturally law enforcement altogether has not been known for. We have tended to not be as transparent as we should. We use the word, we say transparent, we want to be transparent, but it's cheap talk until there's action. And we yeah. hope that by doing what we did, that is a proof of, no, we're not cheap talkers.
Right. No, absolutely. And I think you're spot on. Obviously, you've had a busy 10-day stretch here, a lot yeah. going on in the city. Gunfire outside the Republic the other day in the Warehouse District. Any new information to provide?
No, not that I would be able to share. I will tell you that, right. you know, we are working. We do have investigative leads, so it's not cold by any means. And but that is the best I can tell you regarding the club shooting, that we do have leads.
Right. That's great news. Let's pivot. Lot of friction, pushback, tug of war, however you want to refer to it, over the development of gun-free zones. I have been advocating on behalf of one, certainly in the French Quarter, possibly in the Warehouse District. I understand how it diminishes the utilization of certain strategies deployed by law enforcement. I'm not so sure everyone else gets it. What are you hearing from the state legislature, and what are the next steps?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, Sheriff, because what this is, it was framed as a law enforcement, so to speak, friendly bill. It is one in which you would think, in theory, would help law and order. But you, as a sheriff, better know than all of us, actually, you're taking away one of our tools, and it's therefore not a law enforcement friendly. It increases the risk of harm for officers who are dealing with people who are armed. It takes away the Terry stop on knowing that you're carrying. That takes it away. Things like that. So indeed, in practice, it is not a law enforcement friendly bill. And like you said, with your law enforcement experience, you get it because you understand the practical application. But it does need to be, if we're going to have a zone, not just the French Quarter, it does need to be, give credit to Chief Gernon using the term, the hospitality and areas. And that would include the warehouse district and Poydras and all of the avenues that go right up to the Superdome. That's where the tourists walk to go down into the hospitality. And so as far as chances, you know, I don't know what the chances are going to be.
Yeah, I think this is going to be interesting. I mean, my suspicion is, and I constantly remind folks, you've served in law enforcement in a number of other cities and areas of the country. I have not. But there's no other place like this place where you can drink 24/7, open container. We have drive-through daiquiri stores. and my experience is that alcohol and weapons don't mix very well. I mean, I would think that would be readily apparent. I would think that would be readily apparent.
Many other places put that two and two together. Right. And, you know, where you have large crowds. And, you know, I do think there are other law enforcement leadership in the state. You are one of the number one sheriffs of the state. I just wish there had been more open voice collectively about this. And right now, there are not as many voices being public about it, but I do think other sheriffs and chiefs are concerned and have expressed it privately. But the power of the public voice, the collective voice, is very powerful, and I think it would be a message to the legislators to rethink this.
Yeah, I call that credible leadership, right? You're willing to consume political capital for the greater good. We don't always see that each and every day. Chief,
well,
one of the other...
Go ahead.
No, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, you know, you're practicing. You are one of our sheriffs of this state who is extremely well known. You got a lot of clout. There are other sheriffs and chiefs in this state. You don't have to be from a big organization to have clout. I don't understand that. It has to do with leadership. Speak up. Speak truth. I don't care what size of organization you're in. It doesn't matter. What matters are you legitimate and are you willing to speak and stand on principles that are impactful to the safety of this state? And I do know. I don't care what size of agency you're at. There are a lot of leaders in this state that do not necessarily come from a larger organization. That doesn't make you a leader.
Right. No doubt, obviously. There is, y'all have a looming issue, and I want to ask you about this because I think it's going to be another defining moment. I'm not sure what the path is going to be. Obviously, there was a complaint filed by the Metropolitan Crime Commission relative to the possibility of an alleged relationship between the mayor of the city of New Orleans and one of her security detail members. I don't know if there is, there isn't. Picture speaks 1,000 words. There's been an ask for an investigation. Where are we?
Yes. So because New Orleans does take the position that we actually take all complaints, it is a formal complaint. So because it's a formal complaint, we actually do investigate. Now, in these situations, we since I have come here, have said to the court and to the community, we shouldn't be investigating this ourselves. You know, I can have a complaint against me. We shouldn't internally investigate it. So if it's high profile or it involves members of the command staff, it's my position those need to be investigated outside of the police department. So it is going to be investigated. It should be an outside entity. And so we always do the preliminary intake, and there's always a preliminary level of investigation of just gathering facts, preserving information. But by policy, it wouldn't matter whether it's this particular event or any other event. If a complaint is filed, we investigate. And when I say we, what I mean is I'm turning over an investigation if it's a high profile or involves command staff. So it won't be us doing the full investigation. We'll do preliminary gathering of information that we normally do in intake.
Have y'all decided who you would ask to take on this endeavor?
We, as a city, we have said that it should be an outside law firm that has experience in employment law. And so everybody has due process as well, Sheriff. So it doesn't matter who the officer who's named or not named. Everybody even knows I have a complaint against me for uniform violation when I first got here. I didn't have a name tag, someone complained. Doesn't matter the nature of the complaint or how little the complaint is. It is a complaint, so I needed to be investigated. It is our desire that it be a law firm that is completely independent with employment background.
Chief, a lot of folks, we've been watching the crime stats. Obviously, public perception still is a little slow to react as to their feeling of safety within the city. I've been telling folks, they've been asking me about us. I said, you know, one of the things that I think that helps drive the success of what's happening right now is NOPD's been making a lot of arrests. And these arrests matter. And they reveal themselves in some apparent ways and others in other ways in a very subtle way. But nonetheless, they're all positive. So hats off to you guys for the amount of arrests that are being made and the clearances that are being made.
Well, our clearance rate is hovering around 79%, which is extremely high in the country, which basically means for people who don't follow the police jargon, it means that for every, let's say, shooting, we clear it. We mean we get somebody in custody and arrested that 79% of the time. So that's important. If you're going to commit, if you're going to make a decision to do it, you are more likely not going to get away with it. You're going to be sitting your time in a prison.
How concerned are you as it relates to the capacity of the jail? Because I understand that we're near or at capacity. It has a chilling effect when y'all make good quality impact criminal arrests and can't seem to keep them behind bars.
Well, that's true. So capacities also matter, because then the sheriff has to make decisions about who they can keep and who they can't keep. And with the new passage of the law, where now our sheriff, Sheriff Hudson, is going to have to incarcerate 17-year-olds, that also impacts bed space. So it's a real problem for our sheriff's challenge to have to do it. I know she'll rise to that, but it does. She has to make decision who gets kept in jail, who does not.
Yeah, but it's kind of a morale buster, too. You know, it's been because we, you know, in my department, we were under consent decree numbers for a long, long time. We were jail overcrowding. In fact, we developed a way to grade every inmate as to their propensity for violence. Yeah. And that's how we made the releases. But you make good quality cases on impact criminals. And, you know, it's just, it's hard to keep the guys motivated out there and the ladies motivated out there, you know, risking their lives to make these good quality arrests.
Right. It's always frustrating for everyone. It frustrates law enforcement. It frustrates the DAs as well. It frustrates the corrections and people like yourself, sheriffs, who had to run jails, probably more so y'all, because you are the people caring for the incarcerated, and you know who needs to be released and who does or shouldn't be released, and yet you may be forced to do so. Is it a morale killer? Sure. All that I can do as a leader is to champion our people to we do the right thing. We do our part. We do our part. And let's not worry about the things we can't control. But officers and staff need to be cheerleaded. And that's my role, is to be their number one encourager.
Absolutely. Chief, final question. I know you have to go, but let's talk about the Wits End for a second. I know that we looked, the city brought in holistically a number of folks from a regulatory perspective as to the facility itself. The real problem, though, there is probably more outside that facility and what we're willing to accept as it relates to large gatherings, cooking, selling alcohol on what we call neutral grounds. I don't know if you refer to them as that yet. We'll know whether or not you fully assimilated, Chief, when you start calling it neutral grounds.
Well, I'm learning my terms. And so, and again, the culture of New Orleans with the, you know, unpermitted vending and things like that. That is unique, y'all. It is a unique thing about New Orleans. There's a sense in which you want to maintain culture and yet at the same time have a law and order, a law and orderliness about our community. So with respect to the Wits End, you know, the issue is, well, isn't it a nuisance? Well, it doesn't technically at all meet the padlock requirement. So this is not a business that's going to be shut down because it doesn't meet the law, and the owner did do what he was, what a good business person would do. He hired a security guard to do exactly what that guard was doing when he was killed. So that does not, you know, he was doing everything he was needing to do. Is there a nuisance with the parking problems, the lack of orderliness around that? Yes. And again, internally, our position's going to be, we are going to restore law and order within our abilities, even with the smaller nuisance complaints, because collectively, it's not small. Parking, when it is out of hand, people blocking traffic, is when noise, things like that, it does have to be restored. And we are going to do that, but it does not fit padlocking. And the owner did what he was trying to do to prevent. And it's tragic. And we did get someone in custody.
No, absolutely. And I think you're really spot on for what it's worth, because it's a delicate balance for these property owners. But when there's a lot of folks that are coming to that location and then we have this, what I call a culture of non-compliance, that we just feel like we can take over whatever piece of geography we desire. It works for us. It's all good. We're happy. We're having a good time. Therefore, it works for everybody else. Well, not so fast, right?
Yeah. No. And that's why even in the last month or 2 months, we have gone back to saying, you're going to start, officers, start doing traffic stops. Let's practice the basics. We got to get brilliant in the basics again, because our community wants a sense, that's that perception, that feeling of, hey, we are a law and order community. Yes, we have our cultures, and as long as we can hit balances, but we can't have chaos, and we're not going to. And so there is always a balance, and I think we can get to that sweet spot.
Absolutely. And Chief, I just want to read this text. It says, the new police chief continually uses the word y'all. That is a local term, not commonly used nationwide. So she is completely and totally assimilated.
I appreciate it. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and y'all was a part of our terminology there. But y'all, really and truly, New Orleans has been welcoming to me as the residents, the visitors in this department, and my fellow partners in law enforcement. I appreciate it, Sheriff, that you do invite me on your program. It allows me to have a little bit more outreach to the community. So media is a way to reach the community. And I thank you for bringing me on as often as you do.
And thank you for joining us. We know you're busy. We really appreciate it. Oh, by the way, your guys and ladies did a fabulous job at French Quarter Fest. I saw them around on foot patrol, working. Yeah. I mean, it was great. EMS as well. I mean, it was really, really well done. Yeah. I was proud. I was proud to see what was going on.
Thank you for saying that.
Wanted to thank you
for
that
as
well.
Friend.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you,
folks. NOPD Superintendent Ann Patrick. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Folks, are you ready to go party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the first weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is Faidodo, F-A-I-S. D-O-D-O. That's Faidodo. Now go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It is that easy. Don't miss your chance to win Jazz Fest tickets plus round trip Jazz Fest shuttle passes. WWL is giving away a pair every day this week, and all you have to do is listen to Tommy, Me, Scoot, or Sports Talk for the Jazz Fest password of the day to see amazing artists like Chris Stapleton, John Batiste, The Killers, The Robert Cray Band, Heart, Rebirth, Brass Band, and more. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. All right, folks, Faidodo is the word. Joining us now, Tommy Satanovich, owner of Dragos, and he is the tournament chair of the Zurich Classic this year. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. How's everything? Good morning. And
It's going great.
The first time for the first time, the people at 4Kids picked somebody that is not a golfer to be the tournament chair, and so that means I'm party chairman. So I'm going to definitely make sure it's fun. I'm going to make sure it's delicious, and I'm going to leave the rest of the members like yourself. I'm going to let you guys deal with the golfers.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was going to say you bring so many other attributes to the table, figuratively and literally. many of which not only the golfers, but all of those on the foundation committee truly enjoy each and every year. For the benefit of the listening audience, Tommy and the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation have been great partners to the Zurich Classic for a long, long time. And they don't just talk about doing things, they do things. Tommy's out there every day during that tournament. I've seen him out there for years and years on end, and I know they appreciate your dedication to this event.
Yeah, for a non-golfer, it's my busiest week of the year, believe it or not, because you know a lot of that's early, so we go out there, and yes, I am by our table, whether it's at the Pro-Am on Wednesday when all the golfers come by and they're a little bit more not as wound up and
serious.
Tight. So yeah, so you get to talk to them and joke with them, and and then you get to see some of our local people that are good golfers, and then every day out there, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you get to watch these guys, I can't golf, but to watch these guys take that little white ball, hit it with a stick, from halfway down the block, get it into this little hole in three or four hits. It is simply amazing. And I love to watch it and very, very much appreciate it. And I just don't have the patience or the temperament to play golf.
Tommy, I know one of the things that motivates you to be out there every year, and I'm so very glad that they named you tournament chair, is giving back to the community, not only through the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation, but through the 4Kids Foundation as well, right?
Well, yeah. And last year alone, to children's charities in the New Orleans and Baton Rouge area, we gave back $2.834 million to different children's charities. You and I both have beautiful, healthy kids and grandchildren. And the fact that we are so blessed, there's other children out there that are not blessed like my kids. And that's the single motivating factor of why I love what 4Kids has done over the years. They've given back almost $50 million since they started. And that's really, really an impressive number. That's not expenses. That's money to charities. And they reach so many people and so many all you got to do is take one day and just walk by and go check out, St. Michael's School and see what they're doing over there and see these children and their students and how much people need to, whether you go to St. Michael's School or Magnolia School, or you go there and you really realize it doesn't matter how bad of a day you're having, that makes you smile. And it's really, really cool. That part, to me, that's the most touching part.
Absolutely. For sure. About golf. Go ahead.
I was just going to add one more thing to it. You briefly mentioned it earlier, the partnership that we have with the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation, which is something that I've been a part of since its inception. And, our foundation, hospitality, the industry, whether it's through the hotels or through the restaurants, the hospitality industry is the backbone of the economy in New Orleans. This is the engine that drives this, our economy. And, we're always there. We're blessed that people always want to come to New Orleans to listen to the music, to eat in our restaurants, to walk through the French Quarter and see the beautiful architecture, to ride the riverboats up and down the river, to play golf, to come to a Saints game, go up river to an LSU or a Tulane game. People circle these days on a schedule. And so we're blessed with hospitality. And the Hospitality Foundation is an organization, when some of our employees, if they have an emergency, whether their house dies or whether there's a funeral or whether, I'm sorry, a house fire or a funeral or, an accident or some misfortune, this foundation is there for waiters and waitresses. And they've given back a tremendous amount of money to our industry as well. So it's not, 4Kids, they also, they obviously take care of the kids, but they also help our industry, and we have a great partnership. You know, the best of Zurich ticket that's out there. Last year, the PGA gives awards out every year, and the best of Zurich, which is a ticket that gets you in three different venues at three different spots on the course that has nine different restaurants, open bars, that was that got awarded the single best product sold at all of the PGA Tour events all over the country. That one ticket is the best. We, you know, we do hospitality right, and we're recognized for it, and people know that. And that's the cool thing, about just all of these pieces coming together.
I was going to say, even in spite of the field that we have, which is an incredible field this year, the CEO, Steve Worthy, and his team do a great job recruiting these folks to come and play here in New Orleans. For someone like you, there's so much more to do at the golf tournament than just watch golf, right?
Oh, you can chase alligators if you want. And obviously, I'm going to skip that one, though, just so you know. They got sharp teeth. But But New Orleans is always, you know, a people watching city, and you know, whether it's, you know, think about it. Mardi Gras. Yes, it's beautiful to watch the bands and the parades. But what's the best part? To me, the best part of Mardi Gras is mixing and mingling with the people standing in the street. And so now you're standing on the fairway, you're watching people come and go, walking by, you're seeing your friends, your neighbors. And then on top of that, we put great food out there. We put great drinks out there. You know, and then the 19th hole, you know, they've got some really, really good entertainment. When, you know, once the golf ends, you know, when the golf ends on Sunday afternoon, you got the Molly Ringwalds out there and, you know, playing until who knows how late. And it's just the whole package. And it's really cool, too. And, you know, the economic impact to our city and our state, you know, we've got 2 days of Golf Channel on Thursday and Friday, then Saturday and Sunday, you know, we're on the Golf Channel during the day, and we're on CBS in the afternoons on national, actually international TV for CBS. And you know, when there's a cutaway to a commercial, you know, they're always showing Jackson Square, the river boats. They're showing the alligators in the swamp. They're showing the beauty that we have in our city. And a guy sitting there on the sofa, whether it's a guy or his wife or the wife with her, you know what? For our anniversary, we need to go there. Or, you know, let's do a golf trip down there. Look how cool that is. They got alligators on the course and the beautiful trees in that swamp. And it's just, it's invaluable, the value of the breakaway from the TV when they come and go and they show that. And I got to tell you, the announcers for CBS, they do a great job of promoting our city and talking about, you know, all the restaurants and, you know, the people here and, you know, our lifestyle. And if you're watching TV in Des Moines, Iowa, and just sitting there looking at the Golf Channel, you know, I want to go there. You know, that's where I'm going to go. That's where we're going for Mother's Day. That's where we're going to go this summer. You know, and it's that brings the value, that, you know, that reciprocating value of that is amazing.
No doubt. Well, thank you for joining us today, Tommy, and I know you're going to have a blast next week. I served as tournament chair a number of years back. You get to see a lot of things that you take for granted, and you know as well as I that the volunteers out there are second to none.
Without
11 or 1,200 volunteers, if my memory serves me correct, and none of that happens. And it's just incredible how they pull it together.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, that we as restaurant people, you know, yes, Drago, you know, I'm Drago, so I'm there. But I got to tell you, we're in a tent with Acme. How cool is that? The two fierce competitors on oysters and seafood, we're in a tent together. Then you have great food. We even have a restaurant from Baton Rouge this year as part of our group with City Pork, you know, Jack Rose, Emeralds, Desi Vegas with their steak sandwiches. Oh, my God, it's so delicious. And I don't think I eat enough shrimp remoulade that week from Galatoire's. It's just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, the 9 restaurants out there and the quality of food, we're all showing off. We all want to have, you know, great food out there. And it's just, you know, competitors working together for an incredibly great cause and the better of our city. I can't be more proud to be a member of the hospitality industry and to be chairman of the 4 Kids Foundation Zurich Classic Golf Tournament. Really, really proud. It's great. It's a great honor for me. And I do thank all the 4 Kids people for bestowing that on me.
Well, thank you for agreeing to serve. We are fortunate as well. And have a great tournament week. The pressure's on, though. You got to deliver the weather. That's one of the duties of the
Well, you know what? You know,
director.
You and I, you know, we control a lot of stuff. Mother Nature is not one of them. But I'm going to go to church and say a prayer.
Absolutely. Have a great week. Tommy Satanovich, owner of Drago's in Zurich. Classic tournament chair this year. We'll be right back, folks. Oh, welcome back, folks. Also, if you want to get these tickets to the Zurich Classic, you can go to ZurichGolfClassic.com and have a little ticket icon there. And they have all kinds of different packages, all well worth it. You really get a lot for your money. There's bands that are playing out there. There's all kinds of different venues that you can partake of, and it's just a great place. There's all parking. They make it really easy. They do a good job. And we're on the ticker now. 2 days, 8 hours, 11 minutes, and 2 seconds till all of this starts on Monday with the first Pro-Am. You can go out there. I believe that day is actually free. There's practice rounds on Tuesday. There's the big Pro-Am on Wednesday. And then they start the team play on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a different format, right? They play best shot, then alternate ball, and I forgot on what day they do what, but it's a lot more fun to watch than just player versus player. And it's really interesting. They're a lot. The golfers are a lot looser. They like the format. They have fun. They engage with the crowd more. It's just a more relaxed atmosphere. No better place than New Orleans for that to happen for sure. So if you're looking for something to do next week, there are 7 straight days of activities out at the Zurich Classic. All right, folks, we will be right back after the break. Stay with us. Folks, I wanted to thank Senator Pat Connick again, who announced his opposition to Senator Heather Cloud's Bill 482, which would limit government records subject to the Public Records Act. I said then, I'll say again, he's exhibiting credible leadership by saying no to this reckless legislation. Put a call out to all other elected officials. Let us know. Send me a text. Send me something. Where do you stand on this issue? And if you joined Senator Pat Connick in opposition to this bill, we want to tell the public about your position. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.